The budget the Senate approved last night would scale back the state's tax break on capital gains income, but it would not get rid of it. Right now, Wisconsin excludes 60% of long-term investment income from state taxes, giving it one of the country's most generous exemptions. The governor wanted to scale that back to 40%. This plan knocks it down to 30% to make up for part of the money lawmakers lost by killing any kind of oil or gas tax. The change was negotiated by Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker, who defended it last night to Republicans.
I understand your anxiety with some of these things because, you know, we kind of went and turned some tax policy in this state to be progressive again, something that Republicans used to lead that don't do that anymore.
This budget would raise income taxes for people who make more than $225,000 a year. Cigarette taxes would go up 75 cents per pack, and every phone line would now have a new 75-cent monthly fee. Some of the biggest changes in this document don't involve state spending. The deal reached yesterday would not only require auto insurance, it would ban insurance companies from considering where someone lives when they set premiums. It would also require insurance companies to cover autism treatment. The budget deal would speed up the repeal of the teachers' union bargaining law known as the Qualified Economic Offer, or QEO. That limits teachers' raises to 3.8% when negotiations break down between a union and a district. Democratic lawmakers had earlier agreed to delay that change for a year over concerns it could drive up costs for school districts. Senator Decker wanted it repealed immediately.
The QEO does nothing to have any impact on property taxes as long as levy limits are in place. And the reason we removed the QEO was to end the Republican assault on teachers.
If you set aside factors like the QEO, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates property taxes would go up by about $1.5 billion in this budget. Overall spending would go up roughly $4 billion, the bulk of which would come from one-time federal stimulus money. This latest budget deal would rely more on borrowing than any of the other budget plans that have been put forward. Republican Assembly Minority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald said the overall package represented what people could expect when they put Democrats in charge.
This is a good old-fashioned Democrat budget. We're going to spend more. We're going to reach in your pocket and take more out to pay for it. We're going to borrow more, and we're going to run our deficit up even further.
The budget deal last night included most of the same spending cuts Democrats had agreed to previously. Schools would take a hit, state employees would be furloughed, and most state agencies would be cut. The exception was the Department of Justice, which got a 5% cut to its budget, reversed in this final deal. Children of undocumented immigrants who go to Wisconsin high schools would qualify for in-state tuition under this compromise, but undocumented immigrants would not be allowed to get driver's cards. Also, the Fox Cities area would not be allowed to levy a local sales tax to pay for bus and rail. Milwaukee and Dane counties would, and so would the Chippewa Valley and the Shawamigan Bay. The Assembly now has to take an up or down vote and send this plan along to the governor. He only has until Monday to approve this budget, or the state could lose out on millions in federal funding. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.